In love. But first, let's check in with Holman Hart and the weather.
Well, still no rain in sight for the Kroner Hills region as yet another winter storm passes south of us. I'll have all the numbers and my 5-day forecast right after this.
Coming up live at 5. Hey, baby, you're home early.
Sheila, we got a really big problem here.
What in the hell were you thinking?
Happy Valentine's Day.
We made a deal. We agreed to keep the engagement secret until I said so.
I know, but I just wanted everybody in town to know I've been so happy the last few months.
Yet another bone-dry day. Current temperature in Kroner is 45 degrees.
I know business has been slow, but we can't stop living just because it hasn't rained in a spell.
You know, maybe we should just call off the engagement.
Don't do this. Not today. It'll rain soon. I can feel it.
I just need time to think. Oh, look at that. And you wonder why your ass is so big.
It'll rain soon. I can feel it.
Don't look at me. This was your idea.
Agent Mulder, welcome to Croner. I'm Jim Gilmore, the mayor. We spoke on the phone.
Nice to meet you, sir.
If I'd have known you'd bringing the missus with you, I'd have arranged for fancier accommodations.
I'm Agent Scully, Agent Mulder's partner. I'm sure the accommodations will be just fine.
Apologies, ma'am. We appreciate you flying clear out here to help solve our crisis. I'd hope for a bigger welcome, but, well... Okay, Rhonda, that's enough. Go find your mama.
Sir, you mentioned a crisis. Agent Mulder has been a little vague as to the specifics of this crisis.
Well, it's all around us. Runted crops, field fires, bankruptcies. This drought is destroying people's lives, and it's wrong for a single man to prosper at the expense of others.
A single man?
Daryl Boots. He's a local fella, charging people for rain.
You mean cloud seeding?
The hell I do. I mean, he shows up at a farm, does his dog and pony act, and the heavens weep.
Well, sir, if this man Moots could, in fact, somehow produce rain, then what's the crime?
I believe Daryl's causing the drought so he can charge folks for the rain.
And this is what you told Agent Mulder when you spoke earlier?
Yes, ma'am. He seemed real eager to help us.
Scully, you act like I intentionally misled you. Over the past 30 years, this town has had more tornadoes, heat waves, and hailstorms than any other town in the country. It's like ground zero for extreme weather.
A man controlling the weather.
Well, if that's true, if Daryl Moots is controlling the weather for profit, then that is a crime, and that should be investigated.
Mulder, I see the vacant buildings. I see the signs. These people are scared. But there have always been droughts and natural disasters, and people are always looking for a scapegoat.
Yeah, but how many scapegoats lease office space?
Hey, this is Mulder and Scully with the FBI. We're looking for Daryl Moots.
Yes, ma'am. Appendix C, that's right. I need a 6-pack of beer, a carton of Morley Lights, and a big old bowl of jelly beans. And can you pick out all the green ones? Because he don't like the green ones. You're welcome. Now, what can I do for the FBI?
We want to see the king.
I'm sorry, Mr. Moots is out of the state till this afternoon on business.
Well, when you say on business, you mean he's making it rain?
Uh-huh. He's just across the state line into Nebraska. Town of Weimar.
Well, if we could get a list of all the people who have employed his services, it would be helpful.
I don't understand. Don't y'all need a warrant or a subpoena or something like that?
We usually just say please.
What are you investigating Daryl for? He's a hero in this community.
So you actually believe that he makes it rain?
I know it to be fact. He saved my daddy's farm. How dare you people?
Localized up around Weimar.
See? Daryl's making that rain.
Is it possible that he could have just followed it up there?
Here's your damn client list. You'll see everyone a satisfied customer.
This TV station, is that far from here?
Happier for the two of you.
I'm not sh-
Coleman, I'd like to introduce you to the Gundersons.
Congratulations. I hope you have a truly romantic getaway.
Aren't you glad you watched Channel 5 weather?
We are Agents Mulder and Scully. We're with the FBI.
FBI?
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were the Watch the Weather and Win contest winners.
See, we haven't had any rain in months, and well, people tend to blame the messenger.
Oh, there's the Gundersons. Over here.
Looks like looking in a mirror.
When I first saw the pair of you, I thought you were rather smartly dressed for a farm couple. Make yourselves at home.
Well, from what I've read about Croner, you've had more than your fair share of unusual weather.
Well, we certainly have. To you, Croner must seem small and sinful, but through the eyes of meteorology, low-pressure systems, storm fronts, tornado watches, Croner is sophisticated, complex, and, well, sexy. And frankly, I can't imagine a more exciting place to be a meteorologist.
Mr. Hart, what can you tell us about Daryl Moots?
Well, the mayor called you in, didn't he? He thinks Daryl's causing the drought.
You don't think he's responsible?
Of course not. A huge high-pressure system is the primary culprit. There's no credible evidence to suggest that Daryl or any man can be held accountable for our predicament.
Thank you. Can we go now?
I don't know. What about the rain?
That's a more clouded issue, if you'll excuse my pun.
Now, I have a list of over 40 names here. People in four different counties. You claim that Daryl Moots has made it rain for them.
I went to high school with Daryl. Different social circles, and frankly, he's about the last man I would give credit to for anything.
I hear a big buck coming.
Daryl appears to be the real deal. I can't explain it, but where he wanders, showers follow.
Put the desperation on these people's faces, Mulder. They're ready to believe anything.
According to his schedule, the king should have been here by now.
And go on and get me the red snakeskin. Well, looky here. The FBI.
You just came to see the show. I guess we're a little early.
Oh, ye a little faith. That truck out there of mine is a whole lot faster than my rain cloud.
Excuse me.
Thank you.
How do you explain your unique ability?
I don't. Complicated.
Try me. I watch the Weather Channel.
If you're wondering, did I ask for this gift? No, sir, I did not. No more than I asked to lose this here limb. But I should have expected it. And I'll tell you why. Because I come from a long line of healing people. I'm a spiritual man in touch with the really real, the unseen real. And I am 164 Cherokee, and I can summon up my ancestors to bring water to this thirsty land. Yeah!
Mulder, what are we doing here?
Well, this is not without historical precedent. The Old West was full of traveling men who claimed to be rainmakers. The Pueblo Indians even had a rain dance.
Mulder, that is not a rain dance. My Irish Aunt Olive has more Cherokee in her than Daryl Moots. I mean, look at him, Mulder. Does that look like a man who can control the weather?
Going to the reunion together on Friday?
Absolutely. Social event of the decade.
Hard to believe it's been 20 years since we finished high school. Where did the time go? What were those FBI people looking for?
Oh, they were asking questions about Daryl, about making it rain.
I wish they'd just go back to wherever they came from and leave him alone.
You don't still love him, do you? I can't believe you still care about him after the way he treated you.
I know.
He never loved you, Sheila. All he cared about was your money, and as soon as he got some of his own, he just left.
I know. But I think he used to love me.
There are other men who will love you more.
FBI, my lord. I don't think I'll be able to sleep knowing they're poking around.
Ma'am, unless you want to get covered in hamburger, I reckon you should step outside.
Oh, miss, we moved your boyfriend's things into your room.
He's my partner, and we prefer separate rooms.
Old-fashioned, are you, huh? Well, we're booked solid with the high school reunion. You can take it or leave it.
Look at this butterfly, and I've got my kid over in the car.
Well, I don't think it's a coincidence that a cow gets hurled at me just as we're down here investigating the weather.
Mulder, did they check you for head trauma? I'm
telling you, that cow had my name on it.
Agent Mulder, are you all right? I feel terrible. If there's anything I can do, please don't hesitate.
Perhaps there is.
Mr. Hart, would you please reassure Agent Mulder that this cow incident was in fact a natural phenomenon?
With pleasure. It's my belief that a mini twister picked that poor creature up, lifted it about 12,000 feet where the air cooled, and I'm just grateful you weren't hurt any worse.
Excuse me.
You shouldn't be here.
Coleman, don't make this any harder. It's my fault. I did it. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for this to happen. It's not something that I can control.
Are you saying that you're somehow responsible for...
I murdered that poor cow!
Holman just explained to us that that a mini twister is what caused the accident.
He's just being sweet, covering for me. He knows the truth. The
isn't the first time something like this has happened. The night of my senior prom, a tornado demolished our high school. And then, on my wedding day, day I'd always dreamed about, the ceremony was outdoors on the 4th of July weekend. It snowed 6 inches. Then 3 years later, my husband ran off with some gal from the phone company, and on the day that our divorce was finalized, I stepped out of the courthouse, and you know how you can see shapes in those big fluffy clouds? Well, I swear that every cloud in that big blue sky was a face laughing at me. And that was about 10 years ago. And that was the last time it happened. Until last night.
What's your connection to Daryl Moots?
Well, we used to be engaged.
You two were engaged?
Yeah, about 6 months ago. And we had a fight and he took a drive and a freak hailstorm cost him his leg.
And ever since then, the rain's been following him.
Am I under arrest?
No. I can tell you without a doubt that you're not responsible for any of that weather.
But...
Agent Scully and I specialize in these types of cases. And although you may have had some bad luck, you didn't cause any of it.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure, Scully. You have any doubts?
No.
You see?
No, no.
I really want to believe you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
That hailstorm didn't cause Daryl's car crash.
What are you talking about?
Sure, the weather was bad, but Daryl was drunk and he was driving way too fast.
Drunk? I never heard that.
We all felt that Daryl losing his leg was punishment enough.
People don't realize how hard a work this is. I mean, sure, it looks like I'm just sitting here, but...
My powers of concentration. Oh, yeah, oh, right there, yeah. Yeah, oh, you're worth every penny. What was I saying?
Powers of concentration.
Yeah, right.
Right.
My brain's functioning on something like, I don't know, 14 different levels, taking in a whole bunch of variables like wind velocity and humidity and...
Daryl, do you hear that?
Hear what?
The rain stopped.
Flight out is 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Look at this, Scully. September 20th, 1991. It rained rose petals for nearly an hour.
Mulder, we're going home. The rain stopped this afternoon. Daryl Moots is being sued by about 50 people. There's no case. And you told Sheila yourself that she wasn't controlling the weather.
She's not. Neither is Daryl. Check this out. On the same day that it rained rose petals, Irene Hart, beloved wife and devoted mother, passed away yesterday afternoon. She's survived by one son, Holman Hart.
Oh, so now you're saying that Holman
Hart is manufacturing the weather. Did you see how relieved he was when he learned that Daryl was drunk? I've been doing some checking. Holman Hart has been hospitalized 5 times with nervous exhaustion, each time coinciding with a major meteorological event.
Mulder, it is still a huge leap to say that he's manufacturing the weather.
Most people will admit that the weather plays a significant role in the way they feel, right? There's even that disorder.
SAD. Mm-hmm. Seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah. Well, who's to say that it doesn't work the other way around? That the way someone feels can affect the weather, that the weather is somehow an expression of Holman Hart's feelings, or better still, the feelings that he's not expressing.
I've tried to say this 1,000 times. I've tried to express the fire that burns inside this humble exterior. Sheila, you're the reason I remained in this town all these years. I wake up each day knowing my... Hello?
Holman, it's me. Working late?
Sheila, hi. I was just thinking about you.
I'm looking forward to the reunion tomorrow night.
Me too.
You sound in a good mood.
Well, I am, Holman, and it's all because of you. I wanted to let you know that I've been thinking about what you said about Daryl yesterday, and I realized that you were right.
I was?
Yes, you were, and I am so over him. Daryl who? That's what I say. I realized that I've been chasing the wrong kind of guy. I need someone who I can talk to. I need someone who I can feel safe with.
I can't tell you what that means to me.
Holman, I want to ask you something, and I hope that we can keep it our secret for the time being.
Of course, Sheila, anything.
Well, what do you think of Agent Mulder?
Hey, Holman.
Agent Mulder?
I've come to say goodbye, Holman.
You're leaving?
Yeah. But I want you to get some help before you kill somebody.
Help? What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. You're not just a weatherman. You're the weatherman. You're the person who's been affecting the weather.
Agent Mulder, if I could control the weather, don't you think I would make it rain? That I would end this drought?
I don't think it works that way. I don't think you do it on purpose. I just think you bottle up your emotions, anger, grief, or love, or whatever, and then as a response, it rains or hails, or there's a flying cow.
That poor animal.
And whatever it is, you gotta let it out.
I can't.
Yeah, you can. Sheila, isn't it? You've always loved her. That tornado at the high school, that was you, wasn't it?
The night of our senior prom, I accidentally stumbled upon her and her boyfriend in flagrante delicto. And the next thing you know...
And you've never told her the way you feel?
How can a frog tell a swan that he loves her?
Well, you better tell her or you're gonna kill somebody.
Well, you gotta help me.
I got a plane to catch.
You can't go. If you don't help me, who will?
I am meeting my partner at the airport. Excuse me, hold on. Mulder.
Mulder, it's me.
I'm on my way.
I'm not so sure.
Have you looked outside lately? It's pea soup.
Our plane can't take off until after this fog lifts.
Fog? Holman.
Holman?
Yeah, he wants advice. Dating advice.
Dating advice from whom?
Yours truly. Hello? Hey, Scully.
Scully, you there?
I heard you. Mulder, when was the last time you went on a date?
I will talk to you later.
The blind leading the blind.
This red number?
Daryl, you're like one of those tragic rock stars. You know, like Jim Morrison or Kurt Cobain. You just shine too bright for too short a time. We'll tell our kids all about it.
Kids can't afford kids. If I don't come up with a lot of cash pronto, I am in deep doo-doo.
Dairy Queen will take me back. I get almost $6 an hour.
Shh, I'm thinking there's got to be somebody.
We'll get the money, baby.
Sheila.
What about her?
Cindy, you have been real sweet and all, but I think we can use some time apart.
What? Are you breaking up with me?
Nothing personal.
I've been envious of men like you my whole life. Based on your physical bearing, I'd assumed you were more experienced. And you spend every day with Agent Scully, a beautiful, enchanting woman. I mean, you two have never... I confess, I find that shocking. I've seen how you two gaze at one another.
This is about you, Holman. I'm here to help you. I'm perfectly happy with my friendship with Agent Scully.
So according to your theory, I walk in there, tell her I love her, and the drought will end.
Just tell her how you feel. And Holman, do not gaze at Scully.
Hey.
Hey. I'm writing a note for my presentation. There they are.
You got a minute?
For you, always. Are you excited about the high school reunion tonight?
Of course. You're busy. We can talk later.
Oh, what is it?
I love you.
I love you too. Holman, what's wrong?
Said that she loves me, but that she's in love with you.
What do you mean there's somebody else?
Gerald, this isn't the place.
Just tell me who it is.
Let me go.
Hey. Hey, Daryl. Cut it out, man.
Him? This is the guy? Oh, what's he got that I ain't got?
A job, a way with words, intelligence, good looks.
Good looking? I'll show you good looking.
Daryl, no, not the face! Ow. Don't you hit him in the face!
Oh, good, picking on a cripple. You'll hear from my lawyer.
You deserve a big reward.
Mulder, the fog has lifted, and if you're ready, the plane is waiting.
Scully, do you know anything about weather radar?
A bit. Why?
What does red mean?
Thunderstorms, I think.
Looks like we're not going to be able to catch our plane.
Don't.
out. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for the county. Mulder, are you sure he's here?
If she's here, he'll be here. Make it stop.
This is your fault, not mine.
My fault. You were kissing her.
Oh, look who's here. Some of my favorite people. Old friends and new ones.
You look very lovely tonight, Sheila.
Thank you. You look handsome. Both of you. Oh, I love this song. Agent Mulder, care to dance?
Holman was just telling us that that he wanted to dance.
Yes, he was.
I would be honored.
Okay.
Tell her, Holman.
What was that Agent Mulder said? Tell me what?
Oh, no big deal.
We tell each other everything, don't we?
Mm-hmm. I stopped by your office this afternoon. I said that.
When you said you loved me?
What I meant to say. What I wanted you to understand is that I'm in love with you. I've loved you since high school.
I'll build the ark, you gather the animals. I was kidding.
Sheila. My partner has a theory, and even though I don't share his belief, I feel that given the circumstances, you should hear his theory because it involves you and Holman. Agent Mulder believes that the drought, this storm, these bizarre set of weather conditions that have plagued you over the years are caused by Holman. Specifically, that his emotions are somehow manifesting themselves in the weather. And Agent Mulder believes that Holman is unwittingly destroying this town because of his unspoken love for you.
You love him, don't you?
What?
You're jealous because Agent Mulder and I have a special connection and you're trying to divert me to Holman.
What?
Where's your leg?
Cindy took it. Said I'd have to crawl back to her. Now where's Sheila?
Not even a kiss? Trust me, the man knows how to kiss. I just never thought of Holman that way, you know? He's my closest friend. And to not even suspect.
Well, it seems to me that the best relationships, the ones that last, are frequently the ones that are rooted in friendship. You know, one day you look at the person and you see something more than you did the night before. Like a switch has been flicked somewhere. And the person who was just a friend is suddenly the only person you can ever imagine yourself with.
Storm drains are filling up. Let's get out of here.
I'll teach you to mess with my woman. you let that kick your...
I call the police.
You might want to take a look at the king, make sure he's all right. Whatever happened to Sheila?
Is it true that you make the weather? Because of me? The tornado in high school. Snow at my wedding.
I'm so sorry.
Daryl's rain?
Can't explain the logic of it. Yes, some strange manifestation of guilt.
Even this rain? Because you love me?
Because I love you.
That is the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
Sorry, baby.
Me too. I brought you a leg.
Oh. Why are you so good to me, honey?
I didn't know reunions could be so...
What?
Well, how'd it go?
You should try it sometime. Sheila?
I can't imagine a more beautiful day than today. We have about a 30% chance of showers tomorrow, which...
Give your cheek off the old
hello, here you are.
Yes, you are.
Why?
Yes, you are.
This.